Savior. Oh, we thank you, great King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Thank you, dear God. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, dear God. Oh, we worship the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus, our King. Glory to God. We rejoice in you, O Father. Lord, we're so grateful your presence is here this morning, and we acknowledge your presence. Our eyes are on the great King, and we rejoice in you. We rejoice in all that you have provided for us, O Lord, for all that you have wrought for us through the cross and your resurrection. And we're excited to just see the King and Lord, to exalt you this morning. We do that. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord has made, that the Lord has made. We will rejoice, we will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Rejoice, rejoice, and again I say rejoice. Hallelujah, we rejoice in you, we worship you. Oh, we rejoice in the Lord, hallelujah. We worship you, Lord, we exalt you this morning, our God and our King. Great King of Kings, we worship you, Lord. You have made this day, and we worship you, Lord. Wonderful, 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 Lord. We praise you, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise the Lord. Praise your mighty name, O Lord Jesus. We exalt the King. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Let's turn in our hymnals to 123. 123. More abundantly. Praise the Lord. Thank God. And you know, let's stand together and sing this song abundantly, shall we? The best we can. I'm not the greatest singer, so if you are, at least, and even if you think you are, help me out, okay? All right, here we go. Come on.
Are you trusting Jesus all along the way? Does he grow more precious to your heart each day? Are you his disciple?
Second verse. Kind of hard to clap and hold the hymnal, right? So we're going to do this. Here's a little trick I learned. took a lot of thinking on my part. But when we get to that chorus, just kind of go like this, and then your hands are free. Isn't that amazing? Right? And, you know, let's put our hands together and rejoice in the Lord, and use these instruments here and worship Him and enjoy the more abundant life that God gives us. I like to tell a story on a good friend of mine, Phil Baker. I never had rhythm, you know, and I still don't. It's not like I acquired it. But he did. He does. And I like to remind people, you know how, I wish he were here, you know how he claps from way out here. And somehow he keeps time. If I start out here, you know, it just doesn't work. But he does it enthusiastically. Let's just enjoy the Lord and come on, loosen up a little bit. And let's just see what Jesus will do this morning for us, shall we? Let's sing that second verse.
For His matchless favor, magnify the name of our gracious Savior, who from glory came. Let the saints adore Him for this wondrous word, sealing our redemption through the crimson flood.
Song?
Amen.
Has Christ been proven to you in your life more abundant,
amen,
that He's adding to your life? Then let me see it on your face. You know, it's Sunday morning, it's the Lord's Day, He lives, and we ought to look that way, right? And rejoice that way. I always say to myself, this is the day the Lord arose. Because He lives, I live. And I'm not going to let Satan minimize that. I'm not going to let him just by an attitude or how I feel or whatever. I'm not going to let God ever let Satan minimize what God's done for me. So we need to rejoice in the Lord. Now, maybe you're not a shouter. And maybe you're not, you know, a pew hopper. Maybe you're not a dancer. You know, but we can all rejoice in the Lord and get our eyes on Him. So here we go. Come to Him what?
Believing.
Hearken to His. All right, let's just do this. Let's just let go. Hey, folks, I got an idea. Hope this isn't being recorded. Let's get charismatic. You know, don't quote me. Don't quote me. But it seems to me that God has done an awful mighty thing through the cross of Jesus Christ. It seems to me that this abundant life is available. It's not about feelings all the time, but it's about the great grace of God. And you know, these rafters ought to be shaken with our rejoicing. I mean, is that true or what? Okay, give me a strong amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't get 100% from the waitress section. I want 100% from that waitress section. Amen?
Amen.
Oh, see? Okay. Some of them are thinking, when is this guy going to go home? But we're going to rejoice in the Lord. Third verse, come to the chorus, and then let's just exalt Him. And I found out long ago that by praising the Lord, that's when that abundant life comes in. The more I forget about myself and what I need, the more Jesus fulfills those needs. Let's do it. Come on.
Come to Him believing, hearken to His call, all from Him receiving.
in that abundant life. Hallelujah, we praise you, Lord. We exalt you, Lord. We exalt thee, O God. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is our King. We praise thy name. Hallelujah. We rejoice in God, our King. Hallelujah. Our great God, we love you. Oh, Jesus, we are so grateful. We rejoice in you, O Lord God, our wonderful, wonderful Savior. Jesus, we are so grateful, oh God. We rejoice in you, oh Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Praise his name. Glorious King. Glorious King. Hallelujah. Praise you, dear Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. Oh, clap your hands, all you people. Shout unto God with the voice of triumph. For great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Amen. In the city situation, the joy of the whole earth is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Is Mount Zion on the sides of the north, the city of the great King. Thank you, dear Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. Wonderful Savior. We rejoice in God our King. Glorious Lord. Oh, Jesus, we love you. We're grateful, oh God. Hallelujah. Father, we rejoice on this Sunday, this day where we celebrate the life we have in Christ. We celebrate, oh God, all that you've done for us. We want to ask for all of your church that has gathered on this day, Lord, throughout this country, that God, meet your people, come to the body of Christ. We pray, Lord, that you will move by the Holy Ghost to give every child of yours in your church the freedom to just exalt the King. To get their eyes on God, we pray. Come to all the fellowship churches, all the churches represented here as your people gather together. Lord, we pray that you will be manifested and glorified in each service. Oh, Lord, you'll be the center of attention. Those, we pray, God, come for those whose hands hang down maybe this morning and are burdened and troubled, Lord, but yet have found their way to the house of God to gather with the people of God. Lift those hands, oh God. Lord, and heal the brokenhearted. Come to those who perhaps are infirmed. Those, Lord God, of the body of Christ that perhaps couldn't make it out because of illness. Meet them right where they are and touch them, we pray.
We ask for every servant of yours, Lord, the pastors, the Sunday school teachers, those who work, Lord, in the Sunday school administration. Meet them, we pray. Strengthen their hands, Lord, we ask. Encourage their hearts. We just believe you to do this, Lord. We pray, O God, and it's a large prayer, but we pray on this Sunday morning that, oh Lord, there'll come a great move of the Holy Ghost in this land. We pray, God, you'll add to your church here in America. Let there come, Lord, we don't need a revival. We need just a greater presence of Christ manifest in our midst. Help us to see the King. Help us to yield, we pray. We believe you to do this day, Lord. We ask, Father, too, for every Sunday school child that attends Sunday school throughout this day, open their ears to hear that the Word of God, they'll know, Lord, that they're created. They'll know that, Lord, there's a God who loves them and has rescued and redeemed them. Oh, sink it deep into this generation's heart, we pray. We believe you to do this, Father. And we ask it all in the precious name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen. Shall we be seated? You know, it's wonderful on every Sunday to celebrate, because that's what it is, the life of Christ. To celebrate the life of Christ. To stir yourself. To say, you know, God, it's not about how I feel. It's not about what I think. It's not about what happened this week or what took place this morning. It's about coming and recognizing that we should worship the great King. Interesting thing about worship. It's not really, the worship isn't about us. Worship is about Him and who He is. Recognizing all that Christ has accomplished for us. And giving Him the glory. Are you doing that this morning? Where are you at this morning? Have you been worshiping? I hope you have. Well, I want to just open up this morning too. Maybe there's some here that want to stand on their feet and just share what God is doing in your life. Or maybe there's a verse that's blessed you. Or God has heard prayer. You know, we need to hear this in the body of Christ. I remember there were times growing up in church when I came to a Sunday service and, you know, the pastor couldn't jump start me. The song couldn't jump start me. You know, it was one of those Sundays where my mother had yelled at me just before I got to church. She still does that. And, you know, it was just one of those Sundays where it was just like, I'm here. And then somebody would get up in the body of Christ. And they would just share how Jesus Christ met them. And, you know, it would make all the difference. So what do you say? I see some of you like this. Not me. Well, come on, maybe it is to be you. Maybe you're the one that's supposed to stand up and bless the body of Christ. So I'm going to go sit down and be quiet. And let's let the Holy Spirit, let's obey the Holy Spirit. And if you're to get up this morning, make sure you do that. And don't hold back, okay? Let's see what God will do. Thank you, Lord. Our choir has a song for us this morning. Let's just, how can we not worship him after that song? Worthy is the Lamb. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is thy name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we worship you. We worship you. You are worthy, great one. Hallelujah. Jesus, we worship you. Exalt thee, O Lord, we worship you, great King of kings and Lord of lords, Jesus, our God and our King, we praise you, wonderful, wonderful Savior, hallelujah, we love you, Lord Jesus, worthy, O God. Come on, let's sing that chorus again and just, you know, maybe you might want to just lift your hands. And just exaltation to him. And just say, Lord, I surrender all to you. I worship you today. Hallelujah. Jesus, Lamb of God, worthy is your name. We sing it right to you, Lord. Jesus, Lamb. Oh, we love you, Lord. We worship you. We exalt thee, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, dear God. Wonderful Savior. We ask, Father, that high-sounding praises of God will always be in your people. Lord, that we'll not be ashamed. We ask, God, you'll so move in us that we will, in a greater way, recognize your worthiness. How awesome you are. How majestic you are. Lord God, you have done that for us, and we are so grateful. You've removed the scales from our eyes, and Lord, you've caused us to see Jesus, but we pray for a greater revelation. We ask, oh God, Lord, that in these days, no matter how dark the world gets, that we will find greater light. Lord, a greater knowledge of you. We ask that. We ask you'll bring every thought into captivity to Jesus Christ. Nothing hindering the knowledge of God. We ask this for every one of us. And we just want to say, Lord, we truly are grateful and love you and worship you. Hallelujah. And Lord, we want to ask again for all of those dear children that were here in this last period and have gone home. Oh, Father, we pray that the seed that has been sown in them will remain. Lord, and will remain, and that it'll be watered. We pray, God, for those who are churched and go to church and go to fellowship churches or others, and where the word is preached and the Spirit is poured out. Nourish them and add to their faith, we pray. For those, Lord, that perhaps don't attend a church, get them into a body of Christ. Oh, Lord, take care of these lambs, we pray. Let there be a follow-up for each one of these, we pray. And then looking ahead, Lord, we ask for these who will be coming up. God, we pray you'll prepare your work for in their hearts. Just get them ready. We believe you to do this. And we trust you to do this, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Shall we turn in our hymnals and let's sing our camp's theme song, Holiness Unto the Lord. 385, Holiness Unto the Lord.
Of sin to be free. Holiness unto
unto the Lord, now and forever. Called unto holiness, bride of the Lamb, waiting the bridegroom's return in the camp. Lift up your heads, for the dead draweth near.
Jesus, even so, come, Lord Jesus. We want you to know, Father, that your church looks for the Lamb. Oh, God, even so, come. Come quickly, Lord Jesus. We wait for you. We anticipate your coming. And we're so grateful that, Lord, in that time, though, you've promised that you are right here in our midst, that you are with us, and we thank you. We rejoice in that. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for your word. Oh, the great, wonderful word of God. You are the word. We ask this, Holy Spirit, help us. Give us, Lord, an anointing. Give us ears to hear. Give us hearts that will quickly respond and say, oh, God, Lord, I want to walk in the light as you are in the light. We pray you'll do that for us today. We pray, oh God, that we will heed your word, heed all that you have for us, whether it's a rebuke, an encouragement, whether it's instruction. Oh Lord, we pray, speak to us. Lord, your people are listening. And so we ask that, Lord, for here at camp and throughout all the churches, that the word of God will go forth in power and in might, teaching and changing your people. Make us more like yourself, we ask. We ask this, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.